Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. While working as a hospital chaplain, I've found that I have a complicated relationship with passages of Scripture that tell of Jesus' healing of the sick. They are some of the most beautiful passages of Scripture and some of the best miracles we see Jesus do, as we see those who are in the worst of circumstances, and then Jesus comes and lifts them out of their sickness. But yet, I still found that I struggled with them. I struggled because I myself had gone and prayed with people who had been sick. And after praying for this healing, they continued to get sick. In this, I found myself having a minor crisis of faith. I had prayed for healing, and yet I could not see the healing that I had petitioned God for. And I worried that perhaps those who were sick might think that they were doing something wrong and it could hurt their faith, or that I was doing something wrong in my spiritual or prayer life to not be able to help this person in the way that they were begging for me to help them. I took these worries to a friend and mentor of mine, and he said, "Joseph, you aren't doing anything wrong in praying for those who are sick. You need to let go of this singular idea of healing. The healing that God provides goes beyond our understanding. God does heal the sick, but not always in the way we want or in the ways that we are expecting." And to this end, I found myself sitting with somebody in a hospital room after having received brain surgery. This person had taken the turn for the worse, and I was told by their doctors that she probably wasn't going to make it through the week. And after sitting with her for a while and having some good, deep conversation, she asked me to pray for her. And so I did. And I prayed that she know that she is loved by God exactly how she is. And I prayed that she know that she is forgiven through this love that is found in the death and resurrection, and that nothing can separate her from this, not even death. And she thanked me for the prayer, and she started crying, telling me that she had never been told in her whole life that she personally had this forgiveness that had come from God. She had never understood that God could love her. In Christ, she found the healing that she needed at that moment. She died the next day, knowing quite possibly for the first time in her life how precious she was in the eyes of God. Jesus is the great healer that pushes the boundaries of our own understanding of how God works in and through us. What we get in Mark today is a continuation of what we heard last week of Jesus in the temple healing the man of the unclean spirit. Now, it doesn't say it directly in the text, but when compared to similar scripture in the other Gospels, we infer that this healing is being done on the Sabbath, a day when they are told no healing can be done, no work can be done. Strike one against Jesus, as it was Jewish custom to not do this. And after leaving the synagogue on the same Sabbath day, Jesus finds that Simon's mother-in-law is sick. Not only does he then heal on the Sabbath, but he is doing this work outside of the temple. Jesus went and met Simon's mother-in-law in her own home, pushing further this idea that the work of God and healing can only be done in the temple. Jesus challenges the idea that God can only be found in synagogues or in temples or tabernacles by going into their home. We find that in this healing, Jesus is placing a loving hand upon her and lifting her up. The Greek word used here to talk about Jesus' lifting up of the woman is the same root word that is used when talking about Jesus' resurrection that happens later on. See, not only does Jesus heal this woman, but he is lifting her up into new life. In this new calling on her life, she is lifted up to service, or the Greek word here is diakonia. It is from this that we get the word and ministry of deacon. Diakonia is to be in service of those around you, that God's work may be done throughout the world. This is just a precursor to the ministry that Jesus says that he has come in the world to do, when later he says these words, that he is the Son of Man, and the Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve. Diakonia. The healing that comes from God through Jesus, through the Spirit in Jesus Christ, is one that goes beyond healing that which we see on the surface. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are promised a healing of a resurrection like his that says that our whole selves will be lifted up. Just as with Simon's mother-in-law, Jesus sees our worth beyond our own understandings. When all else seems lost, through Jesus Christ, we have the resurrection promise that says we are continued to be remade, and that there is hope that one day all pain and all suffering will cease. And Isaiah asks us, have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told from the beginning, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth? Now it is the same God that promises to lift you up, to resurrect you and renew your strength. It is this God that says that it is the Lord, in the Lord, that you will find healing in this weary world. And so we follow Jesus' example, and we escape out into the wilderness to pray to God. And yes, we pray to God for the healing that comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray for this healing because we know that it is real. We pray for this healing because we know that it is promised, that one day we will be lifted up into a life where all things maybe make a little more sense again. We pray because it is the one thing that we can do when all else seems to be failing around us. We pray because God hears us when we cry out in the pains of this world and find comfort that in our pain we are being wrapped up in the love of God that tells us we do not face any of it alone. And I pray that you know how precious you are in the eyes of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.